Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie McCauley.
And I'm your host, Jaden Schaefer. Every week we cover the latest AI news, we cover interviews and AI tools that you can use to do AI side hustles online. We're super excited to have you on the podcast today. Today we're going to be talking about different AI tools that you can use. So kicking it over to Jamie, tell us the latest and greatest in AI tools. I think specifically we're talking about YouTube and kind of video side hustles. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are talking about YouTube today and how you can use AI to get ahead and in your video side hustle. So we're going to talk about YouTube. And first of all, before I start sharing tools, I just want to talk about how AI is currently more of an assistant. There's still a human element here that really is going to make or break your YouTube channel and the content you're creating. So if you can tap into your own creativity and then use these tools, you're going to be able to get ahead. So let's just break it down from the top here. I wanted to first talk about 11 Labs. We've been talking a lot about them a lot on our channel, but 11 Labs is a tool where you can take a text and speech and clone your own voice and then dub your own videos into different languages. This is absolutely amazing. Mr. Beast, I just looked this morning, his Spanish YouTube channel, Mr. Beast in Espanol, currently has 24.7 million followers on it. So, the English language is a very small subset of the entire planet. So, and more and more people in other countries and that speak different languages are watching YouTube all the time. So if you can tap into that audience, you can really take your channel to the next level.
Yeah. And I mean, I think I've heard some interviews from Mr. Beast talking about this. And yeah, he said it's like a complete game changer getting all the dubs done, like, you know, voice dubbing over in a bunch of different languages. And I think he spends like crazy money because, of course, he started over a year ago. So before a lot of these AI tools came out. And yeah, he's spending millions of dollars getting all of these dubbed because he has like voice actors for each like person. So like in Spanish, he's got like a specific voice actor that does all of his dubs, one that does all of Chris's dubs, one that does all of, like, you know, the whole team's voice dubbing or whatever. So really, really interesting. Obviously costs a lot of money. And I think this is really cool, this new tool you brought up, 11 Labs, because this really opens the doors for anyone to be able to do this. And yeah, you can essentially clone your voice and get it speaking different languages. That's amazing.
I want to tell you about today's sponsor, which is AIBox. AIBox is my own personal software company I'm currently working on, and we have officially launched a crowdfunding campaign over on Republic. AIBox is essentially a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, so you can chain together any AI models, put in your own custom prompts, and automate your workflows. If you're interested in investing in AIBox, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. We're raising up to $1.2 million, but we're really, really excited where this goes and excited to help you automate your workflows and bring AI to the masses with AIBox.
Yeah, because that's one thing about Mr. Beast. If you listen to his videos, it doesn't sound quite like him, where this actually would sound like your own voice, which is absolutely crazy. And then it even will dub your mouth motions to look more like the language you're speaking. So that's just a huge tool, really powerful, especially if you're already creating content and can repurpose it. That's a game changer. So, and that brings me to my next program, which is TubeBuddy. TubeBuddy is a tool that's been around a long time. They originally started in helping with YouTube tags and SEO optimization. But they have some new AI tools out there within TubeBuddy. And one of them is the AB thumbnail tester. So if you have started a YouTube channel and you're working on growing a YouTube channel, you know that getting people to click on your video is one of the hardest things to do. So optimizing your thumbnails using AI is really, really powerful. What do you think about that, Jaden?
That's crazy. I've heard a bunch of YouTubers for the last, I don't know, I want to say like year, talk about TubeBuddy because they've been rolling out a bunch of like interesting AI features at slowly. I think, yeah, like it was like it started with keywords and then maybe descriptions and titles. Have you ever tried it? Like, have you ever done an A/B test on a thumbnail before?
I haven't done that. I have used ChatGPT to write more engaging titles though. And that's another tool that TubeBuddy is rolling out where you can optimize your title. Where I've just used ChatGPT because then I can also write an SEO optimized description for my videos right in there as well. Right. So
that's Okay, that's an interesting, another interesting thing I want to ask you about. When you do the SEO descriptions, like how long are those usually?
You know, so in YouTube, you have 5,000 characters that you can use for your description. The ones in ChatGPT are usually 2,000 characters. And I will go back and add my own, you know, specific things. Sometimes it leaves out details or, but it really just helps you get that text in there. You know, that's one thing that we've always done, even in our previous businesses, is focus on SEO and search discovery, because the algorithms are difficult. And so if you can create educational content or content in general, but then optimize it, you're going to be found by your audience you're trying to reach a lot faster. So
that's super cool. Yeah, I think it's important to like the SEO on YouTube, obviously so important, but it's like tedious and a lot of work. So AI is an amazing use case for that for sure.
Yeah. And then while we're on the subject of YouTube thumbnails, Canva has been a huge tool that we've used over the years for making thumbnails. And they recently have rolled out some cool AI tools as well. I actually just was messing around with it today, and they have a DALL-E plugin now. So you can do generative imaging within ChatGPT if you're looking for a specific background or just different images that maybe aren't in their stock image catalog. You can just make your own, which is super cool. So usually my wife and I, we will take a picture of ourselves and then use the automatic background remover tool in Canva. And then now with some of these AI tools, you can kind of generate your own engaging imagery for behind you. So that's pretty cool.
That's super cool. And for those listening, if you look at the podcast cover that we have for this podcast, AI Hustle, I used Canva, of course, to generate that. And yeah, like Jamie said, killer for the AI tools that they're starting to do there. So I like the background remover. Like if you look at our podcast cover, we're both like cut out on a blue background. So I used Canva's background remover for that. But another thing that I really like that I've seen AI recently add that I've used for podcast covers and like different things. So like, for example, like if we have a guest interview on and stuff, we'll create like a custom podcast cover for it. And something that has happened a lot or a handful of times is like when I'm trying to get a guest's profile picture to like put on there on the cover or whatever, sometimes it just like was a poorly taken photo on LinkedIn that will like chop the top of their head off or like the side of their arm off. And so like, it just like doesn't look good on the cover. So what Canva has that I absolutely love is a generative fill option. So you can go to a photo and click generative AI fill, drag out from the edge. And like, so like if it cut the side of your arm off, you could just drag it out a bit and it will generate like the rest of your arm. Or like when it cuts the top of someone's head off, I use the AI generative fill like above them and it just like finishes the top of their head. So it just like makes the photo look like just how you need it. So that's something that I've absolutely loved with Canva and kind of their AI tools that are rolling out.
I didn't realize they had a generative fill. That's awesome. I'll have to check that out for sure. Cool. Well, so moving on, I have one more for kind of the SEO optimizing type tools you can use with AI. And again, the reason we're covering these so heavily is because if you're trying to grow a channel, you want your videos to get seen by as many eyeballs as possible. So SEO, optimizing your videos, creating engaging thumbnails and titles is what's going to get you new viewers. So so this last one is called CapShow. We kind of mentioned it last week on our podcast episode, but this one is really cool because it will automatically write your episode's show notes, suggest a title, make a transcript, and generate social media captions. So all these types of repurposing tools you can use with CapShow, which I think is super powerful, especially sometimes you just make a video and you didn't really think through the title beforehand. This will allow you to be able to come up with a engaging title just from your video clip. So that's super powerful.
Yeah, saves you so much time. I'm like embarrassed to say how much time I spend when I come up with the title for these podcasts, like how much time I spend on that. It's definitely embarrassing. Yeah. And I use AI tools for the description because essentially, so like if you read the descriptions on any podcast on this channel, that was all generated by ChatGPT or different AI tools. And essentially what I do is I put in the title that I've come up with and I'm like, hey, generate, you know, a description in these parameters about it. So it will do that. And even this episode you'll see today, go read the description generated by AI. But what I've manually had to do for like months and like the last year is write the title myself, because I'm like, well, how is AI going to know? But with this new tool that you're talking about, Jamie, we can upload the whole clip, the video in there, and then it can look at the transcript and it can give us a good title for it that's optimized, that's most likely to get clicked on. Saves me a ton of brain power, and beyond just brain power, like, you know, it, I think it, it can really come up with something that's more likely to get clicked on. So it's probably like higher quality.
Yep. Yeah. I love what you said about saving brain power and time. That's kind of, there's so many things to think about when you're starting a YouTube channel or growing one. Besides just the video, you have to come up with all these other technical things and know how to do all these, where some of these AI tools are really just going to save you a lot of time and energy. One more I forgot to mention would be Opus Clip. That's super powerful for turning long form videos into short little clips that captions them for you. Sorry, short vertical clips for TikTok, YouTube Shorts. Because if you're in the YouTube game nowadays, you know that that's a big up and coming thing, or it's already huge, is the short form content. So saving yourself time and energy by using Opus Clip is going to be huge for that as well.
Yeah. It's an absolute game changer. I use Opus Clip. So if you ever go follow me on Instagram at Jaden AI, and I'll probably leave a link in the show notes or whatever to it. And then of course, Jamie, you need to follow Jamie on Instagram. He's the actual celebrity here at We Are Jamie and Sarah. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Make sure to give Jamie a follow. The man is a legend. So, if you follow me on Instagram and you go check out my reels, you'll see I've posted probably like my last 10 or 15 reels have all been generated by Opus Clip. And essentially it's just like podcast interviews that I've done. And I upload the entire podcast, like a 20-minute, sometimes an hour long podcast, into Opus. And then it essentially identifies like 10 areas in the podcast that are like it gives you a score from like 1 to 100 of how viral or how likely people are to like listen to that. And then it will essentially clip those little 1 minute clips out. And it will add captions. You can remove filler words like, or but, or whatever, and just make it really concise, really highly likely to be clicked on and listened to, add all the captions, add emojis, and create like this really cool edited thing. And it saves you so much time. You just upload the whole clip and boom, it gives you like 10 clips you can post on social media. If you want to see the quality of those, yeah, go look at my Instagram and you can see those. But so many applications for creating content, creating YouTube Shorts. I mean, even for you, Jamie, like you could go grab a YouTube video you do and throw it into Opus and, you know, get little clips out that you could post.
Yeah, we used to pay someone on Fiverr, I think like $30 a video to do that. So now just being able to automatically generate them is insane. So anyway, so with this last segment, I wanted to quick talk about some more development type things and up and coming ways you can use AI to grow a YouTube channel. The first is really cool. NVIDIA just came out with this tool, but basically you can, it's an eye contact tool. So it will, if you're, let's say, you know, I'm looking down at the screen right now instead of my camera, it will, with AI, change it, the video, so that I'm looking directly at the camera. So I just think that's huge for, you know, if you're doing an instructional type video and you want to read a script or a transcript, you don't have to have a teleprompter to be looking straight at the camera. You can just use the NVIDIA app, which is super cool. Yeah, that's called the NVIDIA Broadcast app.
Yeah. So,
super cool.
That's so cool. I've looked into this before. And the one thing I will say, the one caveat to it, because I think this is amazing and I actually really wanted to use this. The only caveat is you have to go check to make sure that your hardware and your computer is compatible, because you have to have a solid enough like NVIDIA chip in your computer that can run it. And sadly, I need to make a computer upgrade before I can do that. I'll get there.
Okay.
Because otherwise, like the other option is, you know, of course, a lot of people are just listening to this probably on Apple Podcasts or whatever. If you're on Spotify, you'll be able to see the video of this podcast. So Jamie and I are chatting on video. Mm-hmm. And the way that like when I'm talking, I'm looking directly at you or at the camera. The way I do this, I have to like, it's like a crazy setup. I have a tripod and it has a teleprompter on top of it. And it has a DSLR camera behind the teleprompter looking through a glass screen. Then I have an iPad below all of that reflecting up onto it. the video. And then in order for my iPad to work, I have to have a software that turns my iPad into another monitor. And then I have to like invert the screen so the reflection looks correct. All of this technology just so that I can look directly at Jamie in the face when we're like doing a video. And then I pretty much have like this video in my teleprompter. So I'm just looking straight at the camera. But anyways, it's like so much technology just for that. Whereas like if I just had this NVIDIA thing, I could literally just have, you know, the whole video on my laptop and I could be looking all over the place, reading notes, reading articles and talking. And it always looks like I'm looking straight at the camera. So that would be awesome. Crazy. I'm in too deep. So I don't know if I'll get around to it too soon, but
yeah,
it's a really cool technology.
I haven't made the teleprompter investment yet, but maybe at some point I will. But yeah, that's super cool. Last thing I want to talk about, because if you saw our news podcast, if you listen to that, we talked about some new technologies growing the generative video space with AI. I just found an amazing tool, and I think Jade and I sent it to you on Slack, but it is called, what's it called here? Sorry, it's down here. InVideo AI. So most of the AI software that's out there for video, generative video, it will basically make a 3-second clip out of what you describe, which is really cool. But you, in order to string together a whole video, you would need a lot of 3-second clips. And so a lot of this generative video type stuff, I could see for a side hustle if you are, like a lot of people are doing faceless YouTube channels now, which is a whole genre in itself. But basically, you would do like a compilation video or a, you know, the backstory of Mr. Beast video. You would all use open source clips, string them together, and then have a narration over it. So you never have to actually show your face, but you're presenting information. This generative video program takes that to a whole new level. I basically typed in a prompt. It was 2 sentences. I said, create a 3-minute YouTube video explaining what happens to Amazon returns. And it took maybe about 5 minutes for it to make this video, but it made an entire video with audio, with captions, with B-roll, strung it together. And it's pretty good. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to that yet, Jaden, but it's awesome.
Oh my gosh. It is so crazy what this technology can do today. And like you mentioned, Jamie, if you are interested in doing like a YouTube channel, I've talked to a number of people that do like those faceless YouTube channels, or some people call them cash cow channels, where, yeah, essentially it's like talking about a topic. It's in some sort of niche. It's one area. And they're just creating like kind of evergreen content about that. No actual person is on there. It's just like a voiceover. Being able to do this with AI is a game changer. Like I know a guy that makes over $10,000 from faceless like YouTube channels. He's got like 6 or 7 of them. And every month he just like makes money from these faceless YouTube channels. It's so crazy. So technology like that, I think scales it, because before he had to make a lot of investments into video editing, into the script writing, into the content. Was pretty much all of his money was kind of going into that. And I think he was making like multiple $10,000 channels that he was running or whatever. Sometimes he'd buy like channels that were kind of built and like run them that way. But anyways, this completely eliminates that entire expense, which was most of his expenses. So crazy.
Yeah. And what's cool about this one is that a lot of the AI generative video ones are cool, but it's definitely an AI image. So it's not real, where this specific app will actually pull B-roll from like Storyblocks or Getty Images. So they're actual real images, stock video and images that it's pulling to put together the video. I just feel like that's going to be more engaging and more useful. And then I think with the paid plan, you can remove the watermarks. So the video I generated, it was just the free version, and it had all the, you know, Storyblocks, watermarks and stuff on it, where this one, if you do the paid, it will just remove that. So I was super impressed. I mean, that got my wheels rolling. I'm like, I think I might start a faceless YouTube channel.
That's so awesome. Well, when you get it launched, make sure to come tell us about it here so we can go check it out. We can see the tool, see it in action, and keep us up to date on how that goes. Listen, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast today. Really appreciate all these incredible tools that Jamie has brought to the table today to explain to us. I hope you found some that you're going to be able to start implementing into your own AI side hustles, because I think these things are super powerful.
Yep. And make sure to give us a rating on either Apple or Spotify, wherever you're watching from. It really helps our podcast out a lot. We'll see you guys next time.
Have a good one.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.